The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Thank you very much, Bernie, and thank you to Cathal on Sport. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents if you want to text the show. New figures reveal that more than 760 incidents involving antisocial behaviour occurred on the rail network during the first 6 months of this year. Incidents included fighting, soiling, sexual harassment, lewd behaviour and hate incidents. They all took place on Irish rail routes. Many of them took place on Irish rail routes. An additional 763 incidents took place on DART services in the capital. So do we need further things to be done to curtail this? For more, I'm joined by Barry Kenny, Corporate Communications Manager with Irish Rail, and Dublin City Councillor Hazel Chu. Barry Kenny, 760 incidents in 6 months. It's a bit of a bleak picture, isn't it?
Well, obviously, the incidents you refer to specifically, thankfully, are very, very rare. The most serious end of antisocial behaviour. Any antisocial behaviour is unwelcome, but the vast majority tend to be things like more boisterous behaviour that are not threatening to other people, but obviously can make people feel uncomfortable. It is reducing, because this is an issue that obviously is something we've spoken about extensively, and we've been working extensively with Gardaí, with our own security, to address. So we've increased our security patrols. We have more joint patrols. People who travel with us regularly will see Gardaí at stations on board a lot more frequently than before. We've established, you know, a range of hubs around the network where Gardaí. We have rapid response arrangements with Gardaí. So certainly we think we saw a spike kind of particularly through the COVID era. But thankfully, the measures that we're putting in place are reducing. But look, it's a societal issue. We're not immune from it. So the type of resources we're putting towards it need to continue, and we need to keep the focus on it to bring it down further, make the travelling and working environment for our customers and staff, respectively, as safe as it can be.
Well, 53106, if you have any experience with it, and again, that's at a cost of 30 cent, or you can get us on Twitter at PatKennyNT. And Hazel Chu, Dublin City Councillor, is with us as well. And one of the suggestions that has been made, Hazel, is that there would be a specialised transport police force. So a la the kind of security service that there is on the Luas, only with the powers of detention and arrest. It's hard to see that as a bad idea.
It is, and I think my colleague Kieran Cuff suggested it not long ago as well. And to be fair to Barry, I know Irish Rail has put in a lot of resources to try to combat this issue, but I think it's a wider issue, Tom. If we look at it at some of the reports from the Luas side, I know Charlie Taylor had a report in the Business Post where he was threatened and he felt really unsafe and there needed to be more done. The Luas may have their own security force, but it's not quite working there either. So why not a proper Transport Authority policing force that covers all of Transport Authority, including the buses, the rails and the Luas as well, so that there's a proper procedure in place that's immediate, that's responsive and makes passengers feel more comfortable.
Barry Kenny, presumably that would take a lot of pressure off Irish Rail.
Well, I mean, I think everybody has you know, private security. If you're a significant business with people coming through, I think it's something that, you know, is important to have. What we have found in working with the Gardaí, the kind of community policing that they're bringing to public transport in terms of the kind of joint patrols is, you know, very, very rapid response. And I don't think, you know, it's a case that obviously the model of policing is a matter for the Gardaí ultimately. But I don't think where there are transport police that's, you know, that is some kind of means by which there's no antisocial behaviour, far from it. So the issue for us is, are we getting the response and are we getting the support that we need? And we are getting excellent response and excellent support. And not only in terms of, I suppose, if an incident happens, but importantly, the preventative stuff, because that's where we want to get to, is a situation where you're preventing incidents and the type of patrols that are there, the type of joint programs that are there, and where we have, you know, specific things like events, like matches, like concerts, where we have a plan in place in advance with them. So it is something that all, I think, you know, where we deal with a lot of customers, any organisation that deals with a lot of customers needs to have security, needs to have its own resources to bear as well.
But are you overly dependent? Are you overly dependent, Barry, on the public acting as your watchdogs? Because it is rare that you see somebody doing a walk around on an Irish Rail train to make sure that something, that everything is the way that it should be. It seems to be more that you are hoping that if there's a problem, you'll get a text from a passenger.
No, I mean, we've had a significant increase in onboard personnel. We will have customer service officers on every single intercity train very shortly, the last round of recruitment for that. Now, obviously, those staff are there to make it a pleasant journey for people, to assist customers with information. But it does mean that a person is on board that's in a position that if an issue is happening, that they can see it and they can escalate it to security or to Gardaí and help customers if required. Likewise, in terms of security patrols on Dart, they've increased significantly. We have a live security monitoring centre that's looking over the station network in the Greater Dublin area to ensure that we can direct resources appropriately. And our own staff then as well, be it in stations on board, can report. So obviously customer reports are important and critical. And we have the text alert line that's in place on Dart and commuter services to make it easier and discreet for customers to report matters. But you know, the majority of reports we get are from our own personnel and from our security teams.
There is precedent for there being significant improvements in terms of transport public order. I mean, I think back to the 1980s in New York when you ended up, it got so bad that there were uniformed vigilantes travelling around on the subway trying to prevent violence. And that has shifted now to a situation where it is relatively welcoming to all who use it. Is there any particular jurisdiction that Irish Rail looks at and says, that's the archetype, that's who we need to emulate?
Well, as I say, what we're looking at is, you know, the type of support and the type of kind of community approach, which is what we have. Now, I don't think anybody for a second is suggesting that this is 1980s New York. You know what I mean? It's both in terms of the maintenance of the network and the resources there. Like, that is not the case. The vast majority of people travel without incident, but you don't want people being concerned at the possibility of there being a response. So the community policing model, and this is something that we worked with the Gardaí, not just Éireann and Éireann, but the other public transport operators, working with the National Transport Authority and working through the Department of Transport's Rail Safety Advisory Council, as we've come together to say, you know, there are community approaches that can work. So, for example, here in Connolly, where I am, where we've got a shared space with the Lewis, with bus services outside as well, establishing a hub there for, you know, a lot more frequent patrols and support, similarly Houston and similarly at other major public transport interchange areas where you've got particularly busy levels. So it is about kind of, you know, taking the environment we're in, looking at patterns, putting the resources in the right places and preventing incidents.
Let me go back to you, Hazel Chew, on this with a text that I wouldn't mind getting your response to. Public order, antisocial behaviour, it isn't taken seriously in Ireland because the bleeding hearts are allowed to dominate the debate. In places like Paris, the CRS, who are present on every corner, know how to put manners on these people. Is there any truth in that we are overly forgiving of bad behaviour?
I don't think we're overly forgiving of bad behaviour. I think we tend to call them out I think the issue is also people don't tend to call them out when it happens as well. We tend to go, oh, that's bad behaviour, let it go. So we're not forgiving of it. We just tend to let it pass us. Like back to Charlie's article on the Lewis, when he was being threatened, the issue there were lots of people around him that could have intervened and no one helped him. So even though there were direct threats, they just saw as teenagers acting up, so they didn't intervene at all. Or some people kind of thought, oh, I don't want to get involved just in case. And I think that's what people tend to see when they see bad behavior. They go, no, it's just certain age acting up or certain people acting up, or some people don't want to get involved in case they get in trouble. And we really need to break that habit of, well, if there is an issue, we need to be able to step in and call it out as well. So I think the Paris model of heavy-handedness, to some degree, I don't think that works, because I think when we look at our community, back to Barry's point of community guards and community resourcing, the community model really does work, because the community guards know who is involved and who those people are, and they tend to actually work with various groups on a one-to-one basis. So it does work trying to make that engagement. And to the point of what can we do more in terms of trying to improve trying to improve services and make sure these incidents don't happen, is during COVID, we had a lot of community youth centres closed down and we had a lot of community youth services closed down. That needs to be picked back up, because I can hear a lot about what the stick needs to be or penalty needs to be, but I think what we need to push out is also the benefits approach, the carrot approach of making sure to engage with a certain cohort of people to make sure that this behavior doesn't carry on. Because if you give people activities to do, if you have that youth service, if you have that community program, it does improve things across the board.
Barry Kenny, in relation to the monitoring of what goes on the rail network, do you have CCTV in every carriage and do you have people who watch it?
We have, as with live CCTV monitoring in the station network, we do have CCTV in every carriage as well, in the dark commuter of the fleet, the intercity fleet. There's a small number of carriages on a couple of rural routes that don't. But they aren't live monitored. Obviously, it does mean that you've got means of reviewing incidents as well, and the preventive measures.
And why are they not live monitored, as you say?
Simply, the technology at the time doesn't allow, when we order those trains, doesn't allow for remote monitoring of those particular ones. But by looking at having the live monitoring of the station network, you can obviously see where you've got, you know, groups. Because I think, again, going back to what I was saying earlier, a lot of the kind of incidents that we have, it tends to be, while not directly putting people in danger, it is where you have groups where there's a kind of intimidatory presence. And getting to what Hazel was saying, in COVID, we had a particular issue with that when a lot of facilities were closed down. We had a lot of loitering around the stations. And again, as Hazel was saying, the working with community groups, people talk about kind of places like Kilbarrack, it gets a bad reputation. We've had excellent work with community groups in Kilbarrack. You can see a number of kids art installations that have gone into the station, and it gives a greater ownership to the community of that station and has had a very positive effect in terms of, you know, making it a better environment. That's obviously got to be supplemented with security patrols, which we do as well. I'm not claiming for a moment that, you know, an art installation solves all, but it is an important part of it in working with communities to feel a greater ownership of stations and of the services.
But whatever about the stations,
to prevent.
It would seem to me that you could make a huge difference if you had the capacity, either physically or through CCTV, to monitor what's going on in the train. I mean, my own, I had an experience about 3 or 4 weeks ago that fits the kind of pattern that you describe, where a group of about 6 or 8 people on a carriage that I were on quietly worked their way through the greatest quantity of alcohol I have ever seen in my life, and they became the loudest group of people I've ever been around. Non-threatening, but messy and disturbing and difficult. That's the kind of thing that anybody watching on CCTV would say, well, look, we've a bunch of guys here who are knee-crawling drunk. Let's get them off that train. But you don't have the capacity to do that.
Well, I'd say one thing is that the security teams, another thing is that on some of the newer fleets, if a customer makes an alert through the driver alert button in the train, when the driver brings the train to a halt, he can see the CCTV and then obviously report to our security centre to alert that there is an issue there as well. But obviously, you're right in terms of the type of benefit of having monitoring of all areas does give. It's not there to us at the moment. We do have to work with what we have and put the resources where we have to tackle that.
Barry, thank you very much. That's Barry Kenny, who is Corporate Communications Manager with Irish Rail, and before him, Councillor Hazel Chu from Dublin City Council. Text saying, we went to Collins Barracks on Friday night. Normally we would get the Lewis from Inchicore, but because we were going as a couple, I don't want the hassle of having to deal with people harassing me while I'm with my partner. So guess what? We took a taxi, and we won't use the Lewis until the problems are solved. And the knock-on of this? Less money for the Lewis. And for the record, while being harassed, particularly people who aren't used to it, the last thing they think of doing while being attacked, either verbally or physically, is taking their phone out and texting a helpline. We have a major problem with the city since COVID.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.